Father, you showed us by your word the things that are to come, the joys that we're looking forward to as a bride. How thankful we are, Lord. Lord, as your prophet said last night, she is the Word. Oh, Father, we're just so thankful that you and your grace and your mercy thought to bring a prophet in our day to reveal these things to us, Lord. And then by your grace, Lord, you called a people and you chose each one of us, not because of anything a part of who we are, but Lord, by your grace. Father, from our hearts, we just cry out that we thank you, Father. Lord, we're so unworthy, but we just want to tell you we love you so much, Father. Lord, you also spoke and showed us, oh, the things that are to be for those who do not follow this word, who do not accept this word. Oh, God, when he said a burning hell would be a pleasure, Father, we don't want to go there. But, Lord, mostly we want to just go and be with you, Father. Lord, we're looking for your soon coming, Lord. Our hearts are turned in anticipation toward that event. Lord, we see that it's coming, Lord. And Lord, our hearts cry, even so, come, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, forgive us of our iniquities and our sins, Lord, as we just humbly come before you and place our lives, Lord, at your service, Lord God. For your prophet said it's a time where you're calling us into a life of service. Lord, you're calling us to be the beacons, the lights of this age. Father, I just surrender my vessel to you, Lord God. Shine your light through me, Father. Shine your light through all of us, Lord God, that this world may know that there is a living God in this day. Lord, we love you and we thank you that you're alive. Oh, Jesus. Lord, so be with us the remainder of this day, Lord, for our services on Monday and Tuesday. Father, we're looking, Lord. May we be in prayer, Lord God, that you would speak to us again as we assemble ourselves together, Lord God, to hear your word for this hour. Father, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
That he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. So remember that today as you leave the building, that he's right there with you. You get in your car, he's right there with you. You go to the restaurant to eat, he's right there with you. You go at home, he's right there with you. He loves you. Just feel his warm arms around you, saying, "You're mine, and I love you." Say, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for the word that we heard. How it stirs our heart, what it means to us, Lord. There's nothing like it. And we love you for it. Just pray that his presence will be with you until we come back again on Monday night, 7 o'clock here, to hear more of that word. To be more prepared. Amen. What does that place want to be like, brothers and sisters? I mean, he painted a picture for us today. He told us what it's going to be like. Let's just shake one another's hands again one more time and just look at them, because you're going to be spending eternity with them. Say, I'm looking for that day when that rapture comes and I'm going to be with you on the other side to spend eternity with you. You're looking at a royal seed of Abraham. You're shaking the hands of a royal seed of Abraham, a son and daughter of God. Just not a man or a woman, a son and daughter of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you happy to be one of them? Dismissed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Till we meet.